And finally, on today's Tantramar Report, most of the people evicted from a historic mansion at 131 Main Street this month have found alternate accommodations. Tenants were told they would be evicted, through no fault of their own, in mid-January, and they had until February 12th to be out of the building. The town of Sackville had taken owners Gordon and Barbara Beale to court over a zoning infraction discovered in the summer of 2020. In addition to improper zoning, the apartments in the building had numerous safety issues found after an inspection by the Southeast Regional Service Commission. Kathy Beale is the daughter of owner Gordon Beale, who preferred not to comment himself.
I've heard back from everyone except two, but I mean, I would imagine that, you know, they've found a place. I just haven't heard. A few are moving into res. A few found other accommodations. I found accommodations for a couple of them. It all looks good. It's just unfortunate, it was a zoning issue that, just messed everything up. So, yeah, landlord be warned.
Beale says that up until the town took her parents to court, she believed that apartments were permitted under the zoning for the building. And in fact, she's still under the impression that the second floor apartments, which predate renovations made this summer to add new apartments, are still permitted.
But, I'm not going to, rock the boat this year. And we'll see what happens moving forward. My dad's not sure, what he wants to do, whether... he wants to apply for a new zoning or whether, we might just even sell. Because my dad's 86, right? So I just don't think he can be bothered with the whole thing anymore.
The Beales applied for a change in zoning back in 2014 when they proposed building an apartment building on the back part of the building lot, which backs onto a field used by Mount Allison University near the Waterfowl Park. The proposed building was designed to match the architecture of Allison House, 131 Main Street, but the rezoning was rejected by Sackville Town Council. Kathy Beale didn't say if she felt the court order, which included requiring her parents to cover moving expenses and any rental costs exceeding their current leases, was fair.
I mean, you can't fight City Hall, which means, you can't fight the judge. I wasn't going to contest anything. It's just, it was an unfortunate incident. And hopefully, everybody can move forward and won't scrutinize me too much from here on in.
Planner Lori Bickford says this is the first formal complaint on file for the property. That's despite the fact that 131 Main Street appears to have been in violation of its zoning for years. The lot is zoned residential historic commercial, which allows for a number of uses, including boarding houses, restaurants, professional offices, and funeral homes, but not apartments. But apartments have existed in the building since at least 2015, and were even there when the town's planning authority, the Southeast Regional Service Commission, were tenants in the building. The commission had its office in the building until 2018 when it moved to its current location. Sydney Thorburn, VP External with the Mount Allison Students Union, met with a group of students affected by the court order to move, along with other MASU and Mount Allison representatives. She says most seemed okay with the decision of the court to have the Beales cover moving expenses and any additional rent.
It seemed like they felt that was reasonable. I think they were happy with that decision. I know that students just had a lot of questions on if their particular situation constitutes getting that compensation, whether or not some students chose just to live at home after the situation and stuff like that. Just had a couple of questions about specifics.
Thorburn mentioned that some had costs and inconveniences that weren't covered by the court's considerations.
But I know that some students had bought furniture, for example, brand new furniture, wanted to use it. Now they're moving into residence where they don't need it and are having a hard time selling it. So in that regard, there are students who are still kind of facing those increased costs.
Thorburn says that MASU is putting the finishing touches on a new housing policy, which will give them more control about which landlords are able to advertise on the group's housing directory.
So we're working out the details of that, but it kind of gives us grounds if students are coming to us with complaints, whether they're minor, we may give them kind of a warning or a strike. And then if problems persist, then we would take them off the directory. But if it's an immediate issue, something similar to this, where student safety is at risk, then the MASU executive kind of has the right to make the decision to pull their ads from our housing directory, so at least they're not being promoted through the MASU.
Kathy Beal, for her part, is hoping that the evictions at 131 Main don't impact her reputation as a landlord.
But I mean, I rent to, probably about 50 students, and, I've never had any issues with anybody. You know what I mean? So, like I said, it was just an unfortunate incident, and it's been somewhat resolved anyway. So, yeah.
That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Monday, February 15th. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.